Dr. Gary and... Oh, there he is. Don't rush. Sorry, I didn't realize that you were in the room. Go ahead, Dr. Gary. Planning Department for the station.
This item is, so this item is what I'm going to do, a brief informational update in terms of what's going on with the Planning and Construction Department. We have, at the last meeting of the Board of Trustees, a couple meetings ago, appointed a district architect, and the goal there is really to focus on the design work, which includes the educational specifications. That was something that was identified through the audit of the forum that was the need for specifications. That's something that in ongoing conversations with CDOC and members of the community has been identified as a high priority need. So that really is one of the key areas of focus on others as well. We have a current interim director of planning and construction, that would be Mr. Bradley, and we are planning on opening the position of the position of director of planning and construction on a permanent basis. Our timeline is to open it up in January through a process. So I know there's been different conversations, so I just want to make sure I offered that to the entire CDOC, to the Board of Trustees, and to the members of the public. Again, just kind of getting everybody up to date on where we are in this process.
Madam Clerk, are there any speakers to this item?
I do not believe there are any speakers to this item. Yes? Oh, Mrs. Jerry, sorry. Okay. For close to a year, I have been as respectful as I possibly could, because as human beings, I think they're all great human beings. Mr. Gere, in town, please do not take offense to this comment. We will not have a conversation. With all due respect, Mr. Pike, for you to offer Mr. Gere's hire by this board as an indicator of this board's judgment, while true, reflects poorly on this. This community vetted Mr. Aguirre's experience, and there were no indicators he should have ever been considered for the head of facilities and maintenance, transportation, food services, or the real estate elsewhere. While I respect Dr. Aguirre's integrity and intelligence, and I truly believe he is a great person, his doctorate is in education. This community was appalled at his hire. We're talking about $644 million of our bond tax money after what we have had in that department under TC. We did have good representation under Mr. Bradley. Didn't always agree with you, but I respected you. But seriously, Mr. Pike, don't make that statement in front of the public, because I'm telling you, it is not a good statement to make. We really like Mr. Aguirre, but there was nothing there, and quite possibly, this is why everything has been stalled. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any discussion?